Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. 21st year, third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the creator of this mayhem. Chris Bishop's our guest and one of our abiding, long-suffering Brain Trust members who put up with me every day. Chris, thanks again for being here. Folks,
I realize you started when you were 6 years old.
I was only six. Yes, it's amazing. I was no question about it. Yeah, and then I descended. I regressed from there. So, Chris, I need your website again, please.
Yeah, so it's improvisingcareers.com.
Folks, you got to go check out that website. You need to find out more about Chris, his many different careers he's had, including as a touring rock star. Hey, Chris, bots. We're talking about artificial intelligence. We're trying to figure out how to help small business owners get their foot in the door, get their first little toehold, so to speak, into AI and artificial intelligence. It's bots, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bots for sure. So a couple things.
Tell them what a bot is. Tell them what a bot is.
Okay, so first of all, two steps back, AI, artificial intelligence, at the end of the day, it's math, right? I heard some guy say that. But a bot is a piece of code, an algorithm, if you will, right? So that, and this code looks at data and helps make decisions about it.
If this, then that.
Yeah, Boolean logic, right? So, and they're everywhere. If you, again, I've encouraged small business owners to sort of adjust your mindset. Like, if AI is here and you're already dealing with it, you just may not be aware of it or have not considered it to be an AI instance. So, again, back to what we talked about before the break, you know, you go to Amazon and they recommend a book based on the book you're about to buy. So that's AI. So if you go to Amtrak and book a train, Julie is their chat bot, if you will, that pops up on the screen and says, how may I help you and where are you trying to go? And these are the fare options. And there's been a delay on this route, you know, the Northeast Corridor or whatever. There are various companies. QLess is one I often cite. They're a line management company. If you go to their website, QLess.com, a chat bot pops up immediately and asks, how can I help you? Right, the sort of digital help desk / call center, desk side support kinds of tools. And there are many companies now that make tools that do that, that are very specific, that are not that expensive, that will integrate with the data that you currently have around customers, around could be supply chain or inventory or whatever. And they're designed for small businesses to take advantage of this new AI technology.
Well, and if people are buying things from you, these things will say, okay, you know, like you see on big websites, you may also be interested in this. I bought things from people before, Chris, and found out that they sold me what I said I needed, but they didn't tell me I needed something else to go with it.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah,
and so sure. So you'd have a bot that would say, now you're thinking about buying this, but don't forget you'll need this as well.
Yeah, it aligns with your whole worldview, Jim. The age of the customer. I mean, it's a way to interact with your customers in a more proactive, valuable way.
Helpful way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you know the thing that I want to I want to give people. I want to help people understand one thing, and I believe this with all my heart, Chris. When a customer goes on Amazon and they get all this fancy-smancy stuff, and they go on your website, and it's not so fancy-smancy, but it is there, they're going to give you credit for trying. But if they go to your website and there's nothing there, if you're just a flat-liner type of approach to delivering stuff, they'll hold that against you. What do you think?
Yeah, and nowadays, it's easier and easier. As we're saying, you know, more and more powerful technology available for less and less money.
Do you have any companies, do you have any websites you recommend people look into to get some help?
So Amazon has they have an AI site. If you think you Google Amazon Artificial Intelligence, it'll bring up their sort of community, if you will.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of interesting information there about how companies are using artificial intelligence.
Look, go look for companies that are helping small businesses with AI. You can do the search and look on that.
Jim, I can send some a list of companies. Is there a way for you to share
absolutely.
That with
we can listening? We can do that, or we can talk about it the next time you come here, next time you join us.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
hey, Chris, I need to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
Okay. So it's, my website is improvisingcareers.com, again, based on the seven careers I've had so far.
Will you come back? Good job today.
Well, thanks. I'd be delighted to come back.
Chris
Always
Bishop.
Enjoy our conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blassing, and remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.